This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com. Joyce Riley plays here. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another worldwide broadcast. It is already Friday, the 14th day of November, 2014. The beard is getting very long and gray on 2014. We will blink our eyes and we'll be into 2015 and beyond. Infinity and beyond. Thank you for joining us today. Another huge news day coming up. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura also be joining us. He comes on every few months. We'll cover the latest news items and get his take on things and take your phone calls. And pharmacist Ben Fuchs hadn't been on about 3-4 months. Wanted to get him on to talk about all the different health news, GMO news, you name it, that is taking place. So that's in the third hour, compounding pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Where to begin? Well, the whole Gruber situation, they've now found 4 clips. We only played the first 2. I thought it was kind of passe to play the 3rd they found yesterday. Now there's a 4th of him running around calling Americans dumb and teaching college students that
thing that's real cost control that we know it'll work, go after this.
That's
now, the problem is it's a political nightmare. And people say, no, you can't pass my benefits.
That massively raise prices and hide that fact.
What we did a lot in that room was think about, well, how could we make this work? And Obama's like,
he's
really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. It's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass.
But
how do we manage to get there through phases and other things? And we talked about
it. If we exploit it.
And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that also became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the health care bill, which I think is one of the most important and greatest parts of the health care bill.
On some C-SPAN
doesn't get nearly enough credit.
And started to investigate Gruber, and they found him just everywhere saying the same thing. So later in the broadcast, if you can find, I think there's maybe 5 clips now, but I know there's 4 I've seen, line all those up. Maybe we can play them in order. I know CJ was saying, hey, play these clips yesterday. I never got around to it, so maybe we'll play some of the Gruber clips. Gruber's Goobers, Obamacare deception. Everybody knows Jonathan Gruber now. He was a consultant who helped frame the Obamacare law and got paid $400,000. He was in the room with Obama. It's now coming out when they came up with all the different deceptions for the American people. But it's okay. He wears glasses and kind of says it in a squeaky academic voice. So it's okay. You know, if somebody wears a little suit and talks like this and giggles and sticks a knife in your back, it's okay as well. As long as it's in an NPR voice and it's scary, everything's all right, okay? You know, get in your car, little girl, little boy. They got a puppy and they got candy. Coming up on All Things Considered, we're going to tell you about how we're battling ISIS. We're not going to tell you our government helped create them and is funding them right now. Are hoping they can set up a terror attack in America so we can take more liberties and then turn it around on the Tea Party. Of course, they don't really talk in that voice. They talk in a, hi, time to go to sleep, everyone. Let's go to our next guest who's going to be talking exactly the same. Sleep. You're feeling sleepy now. Aren't you feeling sleepy? Yes, relax. Let me put these Homeland Security handcuffs on you and give you some prisoner training at the airport and the public schools and take some medication, drink some fluoride, eat some GMO, have a flu shot. Have a flu shot.
I was in a bank yesterday and it was an emergency. Walking by, walking up, and get your flu shot. Get your flu shot.
their whole fraud collapses.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Structures is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Through the lies and disinformation.
Live from Austin, Alex Jones, Texas.
Broadcasting on the Worldwide Radio Network.
It's Alex Jones.
Look at this headline, ladies and gentlemen. From the London Guardian. Special UN meeting urges stricter control over killer robots. Autonomous killer drone robots, killer tanks, hunter-killer missiles are already in the field. On the rocks, Comet battery that die in hours. Great victory. They were able to land the probe on the Comet. Trying to support the drill. Before the battery dies. Because the lander crevice area. Incredible feat.
to be a trailblazer, you're meant to want to go on missions. You're meant to want to explore. And we can do this to share communities through each other. I want to lay something really heavy on you.
I'm a star, star, star.
I know everyone knows this, but I'm going to say it again. You can be a time traveler. In fact, you are, in the time-space continuum, a time traveler. At the speed of life on this planet. Whether you live 50 years or 100 years or maybe 5 years, you will travel through time. You are traveling through time. But not just your physical body. There are always in the universe multiple repeats at different levels of the same thing. You see this in nature. Just as you have genetic memories, you also have family traits and cultural systems that are passed down person to person. There is a physical connection to you going back son, daughter, to mother, father, all the way back to our original ancestors. A physical bond from your father, your mother, to their parents, to their parents, to their great-grandparents. It is incredible. It is a time-space continuum. I never read this in a book. Electrical, dimensional connection, unbroken, all the way back to our beginning. You could debate that beginning, but that's incredible. Then there's genetic traits and genetic memories that have been put in epigenetics that are in all life forms, but that are highly advanced in mammals and most advanced in Homo sapiens. Globalists all know this and are programming it artificially with artificial stimuli and things, trying to keep you from moving to the next level. So when you write a book or when you communicate to someone or when you sit around the campfire and tell archetypal stories to your children, they are primed to sit there and listen to fables that are archetypes of little foxes spoil the grapes, the tortoise and the hare. All this stuff goes back to the Greeks. Little foxes spoil the grapes. I mean, it's not the big enemy you see coming down the road that's going to bring you down usually. It's the little people that you're not watching. Little foxes spoil the grapes. None of these ancient common sense things are being passed on now. We're being given false common sense meant to sabotage us. But when you begin to communicate archetypal common sense information to people, they're primed and ready to receive the truth, like a plant is primed and ready to receive water and sunlight and nitrogen. So all you've got to do is realize your whole life has been a system trying to keep you from reaching your potential, trying to keep you, you know, first they would call you a young man or a young woman when you were 13. Then it was 18. Then it's 20. Now they call college graduates kids. Now they're calling 30 the new adulthood. 30 was the lifespan of the average human 50,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. Now some lived to be 100, but on average it was so rough, 30, 35. Most of the graves they dig up of early man, they're 25, 35 years old. I was a man physically and mentally compared to men I see around me today when I was like 14 years old. I had the desires of a mature man. I had the political desire to be informed and to be in charge of my life. I was into my destiny. I was into other people's destiny. I was just absolutely into women and dating, you know, college women when I was 14. I would have just been normal 100 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. But now in the arrested development system, I was a complete anomaly. Everything is geared to keep us not just childlike, but in a stupor. So you don't grow to the potential. Because if you grow to the potential, you won't care about fads and fake status and garbage and Kim Kardashian. You will care about your honor and your genetic legacy of struggle and war and love and passion and art and exploration and trailblazing that is your ancestors' gift. I don't care where you come from in the world, what your background is. You are incredible. You're not junk. You're amazing. And you need to realize it, and you need to know it.
And you need to take it in your hands of the challenge. The minute you tell your brain and your spirit tells your brain that, hey, I do have a destiny. I'm important. God made me in his image. This is incredible. I'm on a huge space-based platform orbiting a star. This is only the beginning. Then you will feel yourself reaching forward in the time-space continuum as all of those people back you, all those people that came before us, you will realize you are them. You will have their memories, their instincts, everything. You'll be a young man, you'll be an old man. You'll be a soldier, you'll be a doctor. You'll be a teacher. All of that data is already there. All of it is already there. And the system flicks on like switches, and I'm giving you the deep secrets here, folks. Flips on and turns off the switches they want to use us as biological robots. Well, I'm not their slave. I was made by the creator of the universe. I have a goal. I have a mission. And I will not be controlled by these people. I will step into the destiny I've been given. And I will try to build up humanity or I'll die trying. And it's in that reaching out that the universe then joins you and providence comes into play. But you've got to take that step and commit. And it's a spiritual choice. And everything, the fake churches, the media, is all about shuttering that potential, making you feel guilty and pathetic, and then you just sit there and serve the system. Now, the true, is there's all these forms of ancestral genetics, ancestral memory, passing on culture, memories person to person, fables, stories, common sense. Then there's the written word passing on information, the digital, the spoken. And then there's also what they've proven, the transmission of the sixth sense, the spiritual energy, the connection that we haven't been able to quantify yet, but we know is there. And as you do those things, your spirit, your information reaches into the future, and I'll be communicating, if the species survives, 1,000 years from now, 10,000 years from now, in whatever incredible thing we become in God's plan with those humans. And that is simply my love. It's not for arrogance, it's not for ego that I want to be remembered and known. I want to know my ancestors, and I want our future children to know us. I want to commune with them forever, living forever through them, guaranteed life after death, proven life after death. That's what this is. There may have been a French bulldog first developed 200 years ago in England, popularized in France when the lace makers came over to England and bred dogs to create the French bulldog. But my French bulldog is those French bulldogs of 200 years ago. Well, with humans, it's much more advanced, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, you see the layers. Then there's the spiritual energy. Then there is your spirit. And it goes on to the next level. So you see God's plan, how massive it is? We are living over and over again, level after level. It is so incredible. That's what that's all about. Just as you will be judged in this life for the bad things you've done, it'll come back on you manyfold. And God-fearing is your basic spiritual programming going, don't stick your hand in that fire. Don't screw somebody over. Because your soul knows it's going to come back on you. And why would you want to do that? Because that person's you as well in that shared experience. But you will pay in the next life as well in the spiritual realm because you'll be thrown in with all the bad people. And that's hell. God doesn't have to do anything. God dumps you into what you were, what you resonated with, what you chose to be. When we come back, they're talking about impeachment now in the Republican Party, and we'll look at Obamacare fraud.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I had intended to get directly into the impeachment news, and then into what could be the collapse of Obamacare. I could restart the engine of our economy. We can do that. It's just a desperate situation, not just the legislation itself, but what it does to the economy. That's all coming up. We've put together with John Bowne a compilation of Gruber's four times now in public speaking events, bragging about how dumb people are and how they deceive everybody with lack of transparency. That's all coming up. But think about that. What you do now echoes through eternity. It is ripples in a pond. And the globalists are obsessed with this as well. And they want the ultimate exclusivity of the life extension technologies, the space travel, all of it. They've made a decision to let robots take over, deal with the mass of humanity, decide what humans are going to be like their God, get rid of free will. This is all public from Google, Ray Kurzweil, Microsoft. I mean, this is a cult. This is what all the elites say. I mean, all of them. Wired Magazine, just British royalty. This is all they talk about. How they are going to be gods. How they are going to take over the society. And so all I'm saying is you need to know this is going on. Geoengineering of the Earth's atmosphere, engineering of all the major plant and animal life being manipulated, open air release of extremely dangerous stuff that could create atmospheric blights that would kill the planet, like the Andromeda strain or something right out of Interstellar. These people, I can analyze what they're doing on every front, and it is unspeakably dangerous and unspeakably wild and reckless and clearly demonically directed. And even if you don't believe in physical demons, it doesn't matter. What they're doing is what I would expect a creature to do that wanted to destroy life on the planet. Dumbing people down, poisoning everything. While they say they're setting up a police state and setting up a total control grid to save the Earth while they destroy it. I mean, I knew when Obama said, I pledge no troops in Iraq, that he would send a massive force. He sent 6,000 like a week later. And now the Pentagon's come out and said they're ready to send masses of troops into Iraq to battle ISIS. Now, why would they lie so openly? Why wouldn't they just say we're sending troops? Because they want to train you that they lie to you and you just accept it. They're basically bum-rushing everybody, trying to overwhelm us, trying to make us break. But instead, that can boomerang back on them, and it is starting to happen. Boehner is weighing expanding a lawsuit over Obama executive orders to cover immigration. House Speaker Boehner is considering expanding a proposed federal lawsuit over President Obama's executive orders to include action on immigration. Illegals have been caught on tape. Washington Examiner is reporting. Flipping off ICE. The headline is working for ICE is hell right now as Obama plans amnesty for illegals. Illegals are getting very arrogant, just laughing at ICE people that try to do their job. Meanwhile, Krauthammer says it's an impeachable offense, and that's more like it. We don't need lawsuits. We need hearings to start. We need Congress to withdraw funding from the executive branch, shut down the government, and then Congress needs to begin impeachment as an emergency immediately because the president is lowering the borders. That's like lowering the drawbridge to the kingdom and giving the people money to incentivize it and violating federal and state law. I mean, what do you do if the president starts snorting cocaine on the White House lawn? You arrest him. Doesn't matter he's the president. He is not a dictator. Though if we allow him to do this, this has never been done. Even Jonathan Turley, a big liberal, says Obama has tripled the constitutional violations of George W. Bush. And believe me, if he isn't punished, the Republicans, when they get in, unless it's a Rand Paul or somebody that I trust, are going to abuse these unfounded powers. And Rand Paul doesn't want these unfounded powers. Here is Krauthammer talking about how it is a impeachable offense on Fox News.
Look, I believe it is an impeachable offense. If the circumstances were different, if we were at the beginning of a presidency, if we hadn't had years when the Congress has been supine and unresponsive at other grabs of their authority by the executive, like Obama unilaterally changing Obamacare after it was passed about 30 times with no response from the Congress, the same as Obama essentially rewriting some of the drug laws, this idea of prosecutorial discretion is really a travesty.
Yeah, let's stop there.
It is intended for extreme cases.
Yeah, that's it. They're overthrowing the entire Constitution. It's being done on purpose, and if Congress doesn't act now, they are ceremonial. We have a Caesar. Now, he'll leave office, I believe, but a new one will come in, and they're making the office dictatorial. We don't elect dictators, okay? We need checks and balances. We're going to come back with more of this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while.
Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look.
Everybody's got some dues in life to pay. I know. Learn how to win. Oh, you can't do that. It's dangerous. You can't do that. It's racist. You can't do that. Oh, you can't tell jokes that'll upset people. Watch what you say. Be in these little boxes. Only repeat what the television says, and then you'll be safe. They don't want you to mature. They don't want you to develop. They want to just sit there and shovel fraud at us. But the good news is a lot of Republicans in Congress and a lot of people now on talk radio realize that we just can't let Obama legalize tens of millions of illegals with a stroke of a pen, who he's already done without the executive order. But we can't have him even put it on paper and officially do it. We can't have him shut down more power plants when Congress voted it down 4 years ago or 5 years ago. We can't have him put our military under NATO command outside of law. We can't have him set up the carbon taxes, as he announced this week in China, without congressional approval. We can't have him go after the guns next year with the UN treaty that goes into effect December 24th. We cannot have him ignore the courts and ignore the Congress. Not that they're perfect, but this is an open flaunting, as Krauthammer was saying. Obama has changed Obamacare 30-plus times we know of. It's a lie with 21 taxes, seven of them on people making below the poverty line that should be on welfare. There are a lot of folks just so hardworking and but so poor. Black folks, Hispanics, white folks, I know a lot of them, that they're below the poverty line but won't take welfare. And they all just live together, three or four families in a home. And that's just what they do. And they go out and they work. And see, at an emotional level, I want to make the minimum wage $20. But I realize that that's a scam. That'll just shut down smaller businesses that can't pay it. Because when you pay somebody $20, you got to pay Social Security, FICA, all these matching funds on top. So basically, you're paying somebody $20 an hour, you're paying about $27 an hour. You're paying somebody $10 an hour, you're paying them about $15 an hour. Do folks know that? Oh, see, most Americans don't run an operation with employees. I do. You pay somebody $25 an hour, you're paying them $35 an hour. $35 an hour. You understand that? So they've devalued the dollar that Ron Paul kept warning of. It's caused inflation. Look at what hamburger costs, three times what it was 10 years ago. Cars are twice what they were 10 years ago. Only thing that is what it was a few years ago is oil, because they've been artificially manipulating it down because they have a total global oligopoly to bankrupt Russia. So that's a nice side effect for us to have lower fuel prices, but it's done as a weapon. Just like they're shutting down the coal in this country, because we got more than the whole world combined, basically, and it's clean, and it doesn't put anything out but carbon dioxide that we exhale and water vapor, so they're shutting that down. Do you understand the globalists have a rigged global economy to a great extent? They're trying to get a total global rigged economy, crony economy, and if they get that, Katie bar the door, because they've told us what their ideology is. It's codified in a worldwide treaty in 1992 called Agenda 21. Stuff like Cloward and Piven that we talk about is just one of hundreds of their reports and their plans that got popularized, you know, a decade ago and then by Glenn Beck a few years ago. But it's only one strategy to make you totally poor so they can control you. Well, that's a classic communist strategy. Do you understand that, folks? This is weaponized, premeditated. Does the average cop in on it? No, they're just trying to go out and generate revenue and go to calls. Does the average school teacher know this? No. Does the average military person know? Does the average general even know this? No. They have their areas, their responsibilities, and then they want to go play golf, or they want to go see their mistress. They want to go see a movie. They want to go read a book. They want to go to the Caribbean. The average CEO does it, you know, goes to the meetings. I mean, really high-level Fortune 100, they're in board meetings, the master plan. The main shareholders of work. I remember Rex Tillerson, the head of ExxonMobil, wouldn't sign on to carbon taxes about 8 years ago, 7 years ago. And David Rockefeller, it was in the news, in the board meeting, told him, listen, this isn't about keeping the economy going. I don't care if you're saying this will shut down the U.S. economy and it's meant to make us, you know, energy totally dependent. You're going to do this or I will fire you. Because you know who the majority shareholder of Exxon and Mobil is. Exxon and Mobil are Standard Oil, folks. When they broke those giants up in 1906, all it was 11 different signs on the gas stations. The oil all came out of the same Standard Oil trucks. And the only other oil companies out there, there's some South American companies operating in the U.S., but the big ones are Dutch Royal Shell and BP. And do you know who co-owns Dutch Royal Shell and BP? Little hint, one of them's called Dutch Royal Shell. It's almost completely owned by the royal family, and their wealth is secret. But do you know who the other owner of it is? The Queen of England. And do you know who the only other owners in BP are in the preferred central system and stock, privately held system? They have some publicly held subsidiaries. The Queen of the Netherlands, because they're cousins. Those two women, well, one of them stepped down, now they have a king. That king and then his cousin, Queen Elizabeth, the Dutch king and the British queen, own the second and third largest oil companies in the world. See, that's the type of wealth we're talking about. So much wealth, they could lower oil prices after gouging us for all these years to now bankrupt Russia. So Russia can't sell its oil cheap and undercut them. Oh, you want to undercut us? We'll go even lower. That's how this stuff operates. And Obamacare is meant to blow our engine. Cutting our power plants off is meant to blow our engine. Any free sovereign nation, while being exploited and funding the New World Order at one level, is also under attack by the globalist. Russia is under attack. The United States is under attack. We are being deindustrialized, just like the globalists have tried to block industrialization in Latin America, in Asia, in many areas, and in Africa especially. That's why there's a war on small business. That's why there's a war on lemonade stands and farmers markets. That's why there's a war on truck farms. That's why there's all this bureaucracy. And the bureaucrats are taught they're saving the world. They're good people. And why? They're compartmentalized. I'm here to decompartmentalize you. And I challenge you, if you serve the system, to write notes on what I say and to go check it out. Because if you rationalize this and just say I'm a kook, God's looking at you. The universe is looking at you. Fate's looking at you. Your kids are looking at you. And that's the same as joining it. You can't cop out in this. Go look it up. Prove me wrong or join us. And by joining us, that just means admitting there's a scientific world government being established that if it gets into place, Katie bar the door. It's not even fully in place yet. And I'm watching this singularity system being set up, this weaponized, electronic, automated, autonomous, globalist kill grid. And I read all their publications admitting that they're building the grid and it's almost in place. And I'm sitting here giving you the sources. We're under attack. And we're not being conquered like the Normans conquered England and brought a lot of science and stuff in, and we're oppressors at one level, but also empowerers at another. It's not like they just want to run things and then, you know, marry our daughters, and then we're not in charge anymore. Because it doesn't matter, our kids are. It's not a merger. It's not a corporate takeover. It's a corporate takeover to kill you. Do you understand that? I think you're smart enough to face a scientific attack of this nature, even though it's sophisticated, once you're aware of it and admit it. That's half the battle. You've heard that saying. That's not just a G.I. Joe saying in the cartoon. That's an intelligence saying. Knowing is half the battle. And then taking action is the other half. So that's what's going on. And it doesn't matter if it's Ezekiel Emanuel, or it doesn't matter if it's Gruber, it doesn't matter who it is. They get up there in the academics, and this is what they teach in colleges. They teach in corporate boardrooms. Yes, it's a fraud. Yes, it's a monopoly. Yes, we scam people. And what you really learn at MIT, and what you really learn at the UT Business School, and what you're really going to learn when you are, you know, at the Harvard Business School, or what you're really going to learn at Chicago Business School, or what you're really going to learn at the PhD level, what you're really going to learn is, hey, we're part of a secret crew of social engineers. We're taking over. So we can run your life and social engineer. Government's got to run healthcare. That's going to take a lot of money. We want to get rid of the old system and build the new, command destruction, creative destruction. And so we need you to get behind this. Of course, you'll only be given one compartmentalization. Just like the MIT engineers I knew 15 years ago, two of them lived in my neighborhood, really nice guys. And then I moved to another neighborhood and another IBM engineer when IBM was still in Austin. And they said, yeah, no, I'm here to train all the Indian workers to replace the U.S. workers, but they tell us we'll still be in management over the Indians. And I said, no, you won't. And they said, oh, I think you're wrong, Alex. You know, they want some Americans there running things. And I said, okay. Years later, they apologized to me and said, no, you were right. Then I ran into another engineer who was one of the last ones. And he said, no, I'm being trained now for the next year. I'm training my final placements. And I knew years ago this is what was happening. But, you know, it's just sad because Henry Ford would pay people enough so they could buy the product. We're going to talk about that with Jesse Ventura next hour. He wants to get into it. But now they don't want there to be an economy. So this is designed to make you powerless, so you accept the virtual reality. So you accept the free drugs the government's going to give out. So you just accept the whole drug culture, the whole collapse culture, the whole humans are ugly culture. Humans are junk. Humans are over. Humans are the are yesterday's dish. The new super trendy will merge with the computers. Well, Gruber now admits Obama was in room when Cadillac tax lie was created. What Jonathan Gruber is taking heat for now was planned out specifically with Barack Obama. Do you understand? He was one of the main architects of 14 people in these boardrooms. Okay? And he has such disdain for you. He thinks you're so pathetic that even when he brags on TV, that you will accept him rubbing it in. Let's play a compilation from the first video to the second video, the third video to the newest fourth video that Gruber was in the room with our, because Democrats are saying our Lord and Savior wanted to cheat us. To the Wall Street Journal, this Democrat's giving up on Obamacare. Giving up on it. You mean you're a rat leaving the sinking ship? Most of you high-level Democrats knew what this was. You kind of like social engineering. You kind of like, I mean, we're screwing people over? That's kind of sexy. Let's go ahead and go to the tape.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
How in the world can this be HIPAA compliant? Which HIPAA is designed to protect the patient's privacy, and this explicitly says, in order to continue, you have to accept this condition that you have no privacy or no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Three different people were given access to her account, her address, and her Social Security number.
And John Kerry said, no, we're going to tax your health insurance. We're going to tax those evil insurance companies. We're going to impose a tax that if they say health insurance is too expensive, we're going to tax them. And conveniently, the tax rate will happen to be the marginal tax rate under the income tax code. So basically, it's the same thing. We just tax the insurance companies. They pass on higher prices. That offsets the tax break we get. It ends up being the same thing. It's a very clever, you know, basically exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter.
Well, first off, the bill has 10 years of tax increases, about $500 billion, with 10 years of Medicare cuts, about $500 billion, to pay for 6 years of spending.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
But for the average person, many of folks who don't have health insurance initially, they're going to have to make some choices, and they might end up having to switch doctors, in part because they're saving money.
The Supreme Court is going to take that case, and the question is, are they going to stick to the way it was written, or are they going to rewrite it?
That the interesting thing about the bill, all 2,000 pages of it, it's a gigantic blank check.
Their insurance is stronger, better, more secure than it was before.
Premiums go up. Employers not going to want to pay those premiums. They're going to pass on as much as possible to the employee.
We said, well, that's pretty much the same thing. So why does it matter? You'll see. And they were both in that half. These American voters are too stupid to understand the difference. These American voters are too stupid to understand the difference.
It's real cost control that we know it'll work. Go after this. Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare. And people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. It feels like. So what we did a lot in that room was think about, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that ultimately became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the health care bill, which I think is one of the most important and bravest parts of the health care law. And doesn't get nearly enough credit. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
Now, you notice that he's bragging that he helped with Obama come up with a plan to put it in phases, so it's after the election. Just keep saying your premiums aren't going up. And just keep saying that they love you and you're racist if you don't agree with them, and to deceive people. Obama said, I can't do this politically, double and triple people's prices. How do we lie? And so Gruber's bragging he helped come up with the horse crap to shovel at everyone. But we don't need Gruber to tell us. We know there are death panels. The prices are going up. They're bringing in tens of millions of illegals to give them free health care while denying it to veterans because it's meant to bankrupt the country. And I think Gruber probably knows the whole game plan. He's only telling you to his students why we lie, why we deceive, because it's for a greater good. No, Gruber, it's foreign insurance companies that wrote it. They get half the money, basically, and government gets the other half. And as he said, it's a whole new income tax. What do you think it is when they shut down 400 power plants his first 4 years, the last two another 300 or so? They're set to shut down 1,000 more in his last 2 years. Look it up. Just type in Obama. EPA set to close 1,000 plants. Folks, that's like half of what's left. I mean, people go, I don't care, I don't own a power plant. You buy electricity from it, bozo. And I'm not talking to our regular listeners. I'm talking to folks that send me emails. Why do I care? There it is, EPA plan to curb new coal-fired power plants. Shut down or not allowed to open 1,000. Oh, it makes me. And remember Obama said, if you want to build a coal plant, that's fine. We will bankrupt you. So, and they can argue, well, we were over-consuming, we're hurting the earth. It's not even about that, though. It's about screwing everyone over. They're moving our jobs to China where they open multiple coal power plants, get this, a week, and we're having them shut down every week. So, see, if it's one earth, they have totally dirty, no scrubbers on the smokestacks, pure mercury garbage goes out. What comes out of ours in the last 20 years? Nothing but water vapor. They have sensors on them with carbon dioxide. And I obsess over this because I own zero coal stock. My family has a few gas wells that compete directly with coal. Clean burning natural gas. And coal is actually what keeps natural gas prices down in competition. And so the gas industry and the Saudi Arabians have been dumping billions in to shutting down coal. In fact, that's mainly who's behind it. Look it up. So, see, if I thought like the average scumbag corporate guy, I'd go, first I would imagine that I was like some gas baron. And then I would go, yeah, good, yeah. I mean, I would go to gas council, you know, meetings and, you know, hang out in the foyer like I was part of it and come scurrying in and lobby. You know, yeah, let's shut down coal. Yeah, yeah, let's have the most good clean energy we can have. And coal's one of the best. And natural gas is great as well. Great to run your cars on it. I don't see the infrastructure being put in. And all you people that shake your finger at me when you pull up at the front, you know, front parking and you get out of your electric car and you go plug it in. They've done studies, you can look them up, that they use as much or more. Some studies a little bit less, but generally it's about as much. There's almost no difference is the point, depending on which way you go with which studies. Just that they're almost the same. Of the amount of carbon created on an electric car versus gasoline car. I'm sorry I'm scientific. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry I'm informed. If you come out with electric cars that are great and are cheaper and work good, I'll buy one. I'm not against your electric car. I got solar panels. I got a well, a shotgun rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a cattle ranch to boot. I'm self-sufficient. My family does. The point is that it's all a giant fraud, and he should be impeached for the fraud. I mean, if they brought in these witnesses and brought in Gruber, who's in the room with Obama, coming up with the lies. Gruber says he came up, helped Obama come up with the lies. That's really what that video says. Gruber confesses to creating lies with Obama. The video's going up on InfoWars.com. It's sensational. Because they know people are ignorant and don't go look into this. So they're like, is Alex telling the truth or is Gruber? Who has the nicest tie? Who looks the most official? Well, Alex doesn't look as official. So I'm going to go with Gruber. You know, I love Obama. But see, when Gruber comes out and says, ah, you stupid idiot, you schmuck, you sucker, I conned you, you idiot. The Democrats are going, what? I did notice my... I mean, I know maids and people. I know a bunch of folks who make like $20 an hour, and they've got insurance, and they live humbly, but they live pretty good, go on a few vacations, got a decent car, and give them some money to, you know, just humble, frugal people, and they cry now on their, they can't get insurance. And they were happy. They had jobs. They could live. They could, you know, they can't. School teachers that are making even 50, 60 grand a year are being kicked off. They're now telling teachers you're going to be substitute now or you're going to be part-time. all over the country, and they're going to their union saying, you're Democrats. You're supposed to protect. They're like, sorry, honey. All these Barton Spring Democrats came up to me when it went in last year. It was back then I was going there almost every day and swimming. I haven't had time last year to go, but maybe 15, 20 times. So I used to go almost every day and swim up to 2 miles. And these liberals all ran up to me, not just the lifeguards, but liberal Austinites just went, listen, I know you're a good guy and not like a right-wing extremist or anything, but, you know, I'm going to get guns now. I agree with you. I'm like, why? They're like, oh, I just got put to part-time. And I had, no exaggeration, probably 10 lifeguards in one day come up during a busy summer day. And the manager and all of them, they go, you're right. They're cutting us all to part-time now. 20 hours. So that they don't have to pay for Obamacare. And I went, I know, it's meant to bankrupt the country. I'm sorry. It's a year-round pool. In the summer, they got like 15, 20 lifeguards. During the winter, only 5 or 6. But I tried to help you. And not because I'm a hero. I don't want to be screwed either. I read the bill. I looked at the subsections. We told you the truth. We didn't want you to get conned. We're not like that. We don't sit around behind the scenes going, we sit around behind the scenes going, how can we really tell the truth? How can we be hardcore? You know, this is dangerous, what we're about to say, but we got to do it. We take risk to tell you the truth. By the way, the best sales pitch out there is to say you're selling out of something. It's the Christmas toy scenario where the company will go out with the newscaster and say, they've sold out. There's people fighting over the turbo toy or whatever. They made movies about it, fictitious movies about real events. We really are selling out of Secret 12, this proprietary, most powerful form of vitamin B12 out there, bar none. It's the same type you inject, basically, and you're able to absorb it. It's vegan-based, much more absorbable than any other sublingual, you know, taken in the mouth, under the tongue thing out there. And we've never had something sell like this. We had a limited run of it. It will sell out, I would guess, by Monday morning. We're fighting to get more in, so it'll probably just be sold out for a few weeks. But if you want your Secret 12 that you've seen me take in the last 4 months on air, but I couldn't tell you what it was, it's available discounted at InfoWarsLife.com. We still have the special promo code NOW, 5% off all your purchases, even the products that are already discounted. We are going to sell out probably by next week of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine because of the 10% off we have on that right now. In the biodefense pack, we're still keeping the sales going, even though it's selling out. DNA Force is going to sell out the next week or so. We're still keeping the specials on that, even though it's going quickly. All of this obviously helps your body's natural defenses. It's essential in this cold weather. But vitamin B12, Super Mel Vitality, OccuPower, after being gone for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, is back. Powerful eye formula, nerve formula, period. Or 888-253-3139. You can answer all your questions, tell you about the specials. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsLife.com. Find the big store at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us, second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.